talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We go right back to the front lines of history in the making. First, we're going to go to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Great show as usual, getting woke every day. I just want to agree with Wisco Paul, because I think that this radio station is outstanding, and all of the great shows and programming that they have on. And I was so impressed the first time that I heard this station, and the honesty and the facts, because I had been watching our state live, you know, trying to find out what's going over on your side of the state, because my side of the state doesn't cover very well all the things that are going on, you know, at our capital. And I was so impressed, you know, with the guys and a lot of things that, you know, I had found and researched, you know, it was like, wow, you know, they really are covering everything, you know, that I had to look for hours to find. And they have really good guests, and, you know, they have you. Now you have your show, and it has a variety. And I just think that they do such a great job. And then, you know, when they have legal experts on and different experts in the field and people from different areas, I mean, they are great. You guys are great. You know, the people that handle the programming do an outstanding job. I have never, you know, heard or seen such an outstanding station. And I hope to heck that people start advertising on this station, and the people who utilize and benefit from this station should start taking out advertisements, because I would never want to lose this station, because every day I learn lots of new information that helps me make decisions and maybe get on the phone and start kicking somebody's butt when they're not doing their jobs. And I really do, and I hope everybody listening, you know, give the Galdern people that maybe should be advertising on this station a call, because I think it's very, very important, because they get a lot out of this station, more than they even know. And just keep up the great work. They're lucky to have you, Matt, and the guys do a great job. The producers do a great job. The people that answer the phone. I mean, like I say, I just can't give enough kudos, because all I've listened to is garbage on my side of the state. It's rhetoric, it's nonstop. I call it brainwashing, but it's misinformation, lies, beating the same thing over the head nonstop. And it's even in our religious stations, which I've called them on several occasions and gave my 2 cents from where I went to Sunday school and taught Bible school, Sunday school when I was younger. And it's like, hey, you guys, I don't know what kind of religion you have, but it isn't something that I learned about. But, I mean, it's amazing what we got on our side of the state. So it would be a beautiful thing if they could even have shows on our side of the state. But right now, we got to keep this radio station going, because it's a gift to Wisconsin, and I hope everybody appreciates it every single day and every hour.
I really appreciate that, Gene. You know, you're a good friend of the station, and I want to pick up on a few things you just said. I think they're quite important. First of all, now that we've introduced the app has been downloaded by a lot of people. We have very big audiences around the state. In other words, it's true that the FM signal may not go on its own to at some places, in a lot of places in the state. But if you have the app or you listen to it on the website, a lot of people do that. It's a good listenership. It really is. The second thing is, the demographic for people who are out there in businesses, small businesses, otherwise, or candidates, the demographic are very high information voters, and they do have discretionary spending. But more importantly, if you are a candidate, frankly, even in the Republican Party, but especially in the Democratic Party or in a nonpartisan race, it virtually malpractice not to advertise on the station, because you get a targeted, aware audience of people. And there was a one race over in Milwaukee for comptroller that a lot of people, including myself, thinks were tipped by one candidate advertising in the station and the other one didn't. This was back when the station owned a station in Milwaukee as well, and it was a close race. And so if you were a candidate for the U.S. Senate, and there's 6, 7, maybe 8 of them now, if you're going to be a candidate to succeed Mandela Barnes as lieutenant governor, because it looks like he's running for Senate, if you're a candidate to succeed Sarah Godlewski as treasurer, because it looks like she's, you know, she's obviously running for the Senate, if you are an assembly candidate in a primary, or if you already have the nomination because no one's running against you in the general, you've also got to motivate voters. And there are a lot of people that listen to this station who are not necessarily Democrats. Some are Republicans. Some like to hear what the other side's doing. But you get name recognition, legitimacy by advertising. And the cost on this station is a lot less than on any other station. So I would say, Gene, any candidate you talk to, and frankly, the chair, whoever the chair of the Democratic Party is in Eau Claire right now, because you're from Eau Claire, tell them to talk to the state chairman and say, the Democratic Party should advertise on this station. Why isn't it? Because a couple of people higher up in the Democratic Party got their fur up because something was said about them that they didn't like. Okay, well, that's what radio is all about. Gene, thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it. Next, we go to Dick of Madison. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, I'm just going to third what Jeannie and Lisco said. I mean, it's time to start calling people like Tammy Baldwin and Mark Polkan, in my instance, and just keep harping on this. I mean, it's a no-brainer. This is absolutely where it's at. It works. I don't understand the Republican Party or the Democratic Party either. I just truly don't. Another rant, though, I had this morning was the situation in Cuba. You know, what would be wrong with at least a humanitarian gesture of the vaccine? I don't see how the masses, that they want it desperately. We've got idiots here that won't take it when it's free. And this whole situation has been going on for well over 60 years. Just think of it. Not even 90 miles off our shore, about the distance from here to the border of Illinois. And I remember reading what Truman said about the whole situation. I know it's not as simplistic as this, but he goes, you know, if Ike hadn't been playing golf so much and paying attention to what was going on down there, you know, he needed economic support when he took over. He didn't particularly care where it came from. But we let their sphere of influence be the Soviet Union. And then that caused the Bay of Pigs debacle, the Cuban Missile Crisis, on and on and on. It's a beautiful country. It used to be, from what I read, a paradise for people to visit when it was open. But this situation down there now is really, really bad. And if you did something really good for the masses, get the vaccine down there. I don't get why you wouldn't.
Right. Yeah, good points, Dick. And let me comment on that, because that's a topic we need to hit right now. First of all, Cuba is about 90 miles from Key West, Florida. If you've ever been to Key West, Florida, you look out, you're not going to see it from 90 miles away. But 90 miles is, I think Milwaukee to Oshkosh is 100 miles. You know, I mean, 90 miles is not that far. Secondly, as long as it's disassociated from essentially the Western culture, it's going to pose a threat to us militarily. I mean, the Russians try to get in there when Kennedy was president. At some point, the Chinese will go there and they'll say, why not? And whoever it is has a base 90 miles away. The Cuban people like Americans. We have three United States senators who are of Cuban descent. Ted Cruz is of Cuban descent, and he's not my favorite, but Marco Rubio is of Cuban descent, and Menendez of New Jersey is. So whether you like Cruz and Rubio or not, or if you're Republican and like Menendez or not, the point is that these are people that were at least had enough on the ball to get themselves elected. Secondly, if they came into the sphere of just Western civilization, got rid of communism, you know, communism, everybody throws it around and loosely, sort of like Nazism, and they really are overstating things and misstating things. What it really comes down to is authoritarianism, and they're an authoritarian state, and I think we should work with them, and Biden can now, to transition them out of that, because when they become a true Western state, we'll have nothing to fear from Chinese and Russian bases. We will also have a very productive set of people near us who like us, we like them. And right now, these protesters are the vanguard of some change down there, and I think it's change that's going to be for the better. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.